Okie dokie. So long time no ramble, I guess. I don't know. I've recorded a few rambles. I just haven't had time to listen through them, and make sure I'm okay with them before I post them. But anyways, sorry my voice sounds a little bit different. I've been kind of sick. I think it's just allergies with the weather changing here. So my nose is terribly stuffy. My chest is congested. But I'm kind of tired of feeling crummy and sick. I've also been going through some personal stuff. Well, not that big of a deal. Stuff I'm used to, I guess. I'm tired of dealing with shit, really, is what it comes down to. So I am putting on my makeup as I'm recording this. I'm listening to music in one ear because I like music. Anyways, and so I figured why not ramble while I get ready because it's been a while. But yeah, so I've been dealing with this congestion and stuff. I also have my fan on because always hot, especially with feeling sick though. I don't know if I'm running a fever. I've been taking ibuprofen, so I technically shouldn't. But I never, I've been taking some ibuprofen for other reasons as well, lately, so I haven't really been off of it enough to know if I'm running a fever or not. Nor do I want to not take it because I'm taking it for pain, which generally I have a high pain tolerance, but I have a toothache and it's really been hurting, so I definitely need to keep taking it. I can't just stop because it's incredibly painful. To the point of one, I don't sleep much anyways, so luckily I'm like usually up for my doses. But when I've slept through, the next time I'm supposed to take it, I've woken up in such extreme pain. Like I can hardly think. Like all I am, I can't think. All I'm thinking about is the pain that I'm feeling, and it really sucks. So anyways, yeah. So I haven't been feeling my 100%. Which sucks because I don't like feeling sick at all. But, and then to deal with family crap is always fun. But, yeah, so it's been crazy, is what it's been. So, yeah, I think it's just the weather change because, like I said, it started with my nose, really stuffy, so excuse like sniffling and stuff. Unfortunately, it has moved down to my chest. So I guess I can talk about that for a bit. I've been taking Sudafed, so a nasal juice congestant and a chest decongestant. Like I said, ibuprofen. Because I've also had like body aches, so I'm not sure what's with that, but I don't know. That's also just me. Possibly fever. Sometimes it's felt like it, but. The highest I only took my temperature one time within the past 4 days, but it was 99.5, so I mean, I guess that's technically a fever, but like not near as like I've had before. I'm not close enough to my mirror. I'm not wearing my contacts today, so I'm getting like super close and friendly with my mirror today because like whenever I do my makeup, I have a, I guess technically it's like a four-length mirror, right? But I have it up on my door, my closet door, because I didn't like it sitting on my floor because I'm also short, and so I don't know, I just didn't like the angle, so it's hanging on my door. And so when I do my makeup, I sit on the floor and use that mirror. I was given a fancy like trying mirror makeup thing, but I don't know, I'm not fancy. I just sit me on the floor and I'm totally happy and fine. So yeah, that's that. But anyways, I need more concealer. I've been breaking out, I think partially because I'm sick. I don't know what the deal is with that. That has not been fun. I don't like breaking out. Obviously, I mean, who does? But yeah, usually I don't break out that much, so it's I'm like, what the heck? And for some people, they'd be like, you're not even breaking out that bad. But for me, I'm like, no. No, this is more than text likes on your face. So all the concealer. Not that I still do, like, a lot of heavy makeup, but, like, some girls, oh my word. But, yeah, just, you know, a little bit more than I normally do. Anyways, I've had a sore throat. So I've been using a sore throat spray, which that's partially, it started because, my nose was stuffy. So I sleep with my fan on, as y'all probably already know, every night. And it's usually on high. And so, my nose was stuffy. And so what ended up happening was in my sleep, I slept with my mouth open to breathe because, you know, your body's like, hey, your nose is stuffy. We can't breathe through your nose. So we're going to have you open your mouth and breathe through your mouth. So I slept with my mouth open one night and I woke up the next morning and my throat hurt so bad I could barely talk. And so, I bought some sore throat spray. It's cherry flavored. And that's been really helpful and I really like, and then like I said, since the mucus, whatever, has moved onto my chest, I've obviously been coughing that up, which scratches my throat. Not that any of this has really stopped me from talking, obviously, and so my throat gets itchy and I use that spray and it helps me feel better. So, yeah. I don't know, just stuff I guess I'm used to. It's not that I've never dealt with it before, but it's just frustrating because I haven't dealt with this in a while. Like, a long while, so it's annoying to feel crappy and then to be dealing with stuff as well is not fun because then it just adds to the stress levels and stuff, which obviously doesn't help, and then I can't sleep, which would be, you know, beneficial to my health, obviously, but yeah. So that's why I sound sick. Because I am sick, but not that big of a deal. I used to be on stuff when I was a kid because I had asthma. Oh, and it's also, I've also been doing my inhaler since the congestion has moved out of my chest and I've been a little bit wheezy. But anyways, yeah, so when I was a kid I had asthma. I've since grown out of it somewhat. Technically, my lung function still isn't 100%, but we're like, it's as good as it's gonna get. Okay. So I used to be on inhaler, and then I was also on Advair, which I can't remember what the technical term is. That was a very popular asthma medication for a while. And then I was also taking Singulair Zyrtec back when it was a prescription, not over the counter like it is now. And Rhinocort, which was a nasal spray. So, just because they were worried about the allergens affecting me, I was on all of that stuff all the time. 365 days a year, so not the funnest thing ever, but, like I said, haven't been on that in a while, so it's been kind of nice. And I've been okay. I haven't noticed, obviously, up until I deal with these little fits, haven't noticed any issues. And, I've also been doing a neti pot for my nose, which has helped so much. Oh my gosh, it's so gross, because it gets so much, like, I don't even realize, like, how much stuff there is in your sinuses. but so helpful. Oh my gosh, it's so great. So great, totally recommend using a neti pot. If you have any sort of nasal congestion, which I actually needed to get on a better habit of doing it consistently, to avoid any stuffiness in the first place. But nobody's perfect, so. Anyways. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just being picky. Anyways. Yeah, I'm listening to music. I am listening to, right now I'm using, today, well right now, I'm using, Google Music. I use Google, Pandora, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, I use all of it. Just depends on what I'm in the mood for. The current song that is playing right now is called Raise a Little Hell by Dorothy. Yeah, but I'm listening to the Royal Deluxe Radio. So it's people like Royal Deluxe, obviously, The Phantoms, Zaid Wolf, Welshly Arms, Dorothy, similar sounds to that. So, really like it. Anyways, yeah. So, like I said, I'm putting on my makeup. I want to go to the mall and buy a gift for myself. I haven't quite decided what. Maybe I'll go to Lush, get a bath bomb, who knows. Just because, you know, emotional health is also very important. So, yeah. Anyways. Oh my gosh, I've been eating so much pizza lately. So, ever since my one friend called me the pizza queen, now that I've been, that's what I've been calling myself. This is the pizza queen. Because I love pizza so much. I literally love pizza so much. Anyways, and so, for reasons, my family ended up with 6 extra pizzas. And so I've been eating pizza, for every meal for the past 2.5 days. 2.5 days. Because I eat cold pizza for breakfast. Kind of weird. If you don't like cold pizza, then I feel like you're weird, okay? Just, I mean, you don't have to be rude about it, but you could be a tad bit more accepting than some people are about it, okay? That's all I'm gonna say about that. So, that's how I feel about that, okay? Deal with it. I don't see anything wrong with cold pizza. It is just utilizing it, okay? You know, so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say about that. Also, I'm wearing my glasses today because my eyes have been itchy, I think, from being sick and stuff. So that's also fun. Just kidding, no, it's not. I don't like wearing my glasses because I'm bland. But whatever. I've had them forever, so I usually wear contacts 24/7, which is also bad for my eyes, but I don't really care because I just, whatever, I'm so over it. To freaking record stuff. But it's annoying because I'm not gonna have the house to myself for a while, and so I don't know when I'm supposed to record things. So, like, obviously, I'm rambling right now, which is the big video to record. But, like, other stuff, obviously, I can't, but I'm trying to write scripts for myself because I'm trying to be a better performer. And stick to things, and plus, I've gotten some really great ideas from people, so that also helps. Yeah. I don't feel like doing a lot of eyeshadow, so we're just gonna do a tad. But yep. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure my eyeshadow is blended well. Because I hate when I don't pay attention and, like, it's not blended. Plus, like I said, When I'm doing my makeup, obviously I'm having to take my glasses off, so I'm having a harder time seeing, so slightly annoying. Plus my eyelashes are so long that they rub against my glasses so much, it's annoying. And then like I put on mascara because I feel like you can't see my eyes as well with my glasses because I don't know, I just do. And so yeah, but then my mascara rubs my glasses, but I don't know, just I deal with it. I deal with it. So, yep. Putting on mascara now. And then I'm actually gonna wear lipstick today because I figured, why not? And my lipstick smells like red Starburst. It's so cool. It does not taste like red Starburst, but it smells like red Starburst. So, that's cool. I think it's pretty neat though. And I just got mascara on my nose because I am uncoordinated today. Oh my gosh. And I'm just smearing it. Wow. Text, good job. Good. Yep. This is why I will never become a professional makeup artist. Okay. Anyways, I got it off and onto my fingers. That's why I keep a cloth nearby. A rag, cloth, whatever you want to call it. Whoa, oh. Sorry, it's a song. Yep. Gotta wait for the mascara to dry. Just gonna fix a few freaking eyebrow hairs that try to stick straight out. Not cool. Okay. Which is not cool because I can't sing. Not gonna do that. Not gonna. You'll already listen to me talk enough. I'm not gonna make y'all listen to me try to sing because I can't sing. Anyways. Lipstick. Oh, well, actually. Is my mascara dry enough? Yeah. I can do my setting spray because I try to be fancy and make my makeup last. Know whether or not it actually helps or not, I'm not quite sure, but I don't know. I have it and it was really cheap and I'm just using it till I get to the end. And yeah, so lipstick. I love this color. It is called Kiss. It's cute. And it's by Rimmel London. Get the London look. Which is funny because I naturally have a gap in between my teeth. I just had braces to correct it. And I have to wear my retainer, otherwise the gap tries to come back. Which is not cool because I'm mad about wearing my retainer, but yeah, fun fact about Tex. She's got a gap in between her teeth. Anyways, it's a really pretty pink. I really like it. Yeah. And I set my glasses down. Jinkies, can't find my glasses. Oh, here they are. Yeah. Not bad. I just have my hair back in a ponytail because I don't really care about doing my hair. And I think I'm just gonna wear a basic t-shirt and jeans to run to the mall because, like I said, I'm literally just, I don't know, gonna walk around. And yeah, that's something. So, yeah. Anyways, thank you for listening. Hope everyone has a wonderful day.